McDonald, your real estate agent with Real Property Associates. And this is my Seattle Real Estate Market Watch for March 5th, 2024. Well, we're at the beginning of a new month. We're almost into the spring here in the Seattle area. And I'm excited because we have some stats to share. We have not only the weekly stats, but also the monthly stats to talk about here briefly today. And let's start off with that. We're not going to do a deep dive like we do in the monthly market updates, but I do want to share just a few fun stats for you here. So Snohomish County, real quick, the median sales price was $683,000 in 2023, month of February. This month in Snohomish County, median sales price $726,750, so up 5.9% year over year is what we're looking at. And if we look at King County, King County's median sales price last year was $805,000, and this year $930,000, or an increase of 15.5%. Now, I don't know about you, but that certainly screams, hey, things are heating up to me. We've also seen inventory start to pick up a little bit in King County. We're catching up to where we were at least at the same time last year, which was still really low inventory environment. But last year, heading into the spring, we had 0.9 months of inventory in King County, and now we have 1 month of supply. So pretty much the same. And last spring was pretty competitive in the housing market, even with interest rates trending up higher. In Snohomish County, inventory is slightly lower. We had 0.8 months of supply in Snohomish County. Now we're looking at 0.7 months of supply. So again, very similar number. And in both cases, the housing markets were very competitive. Let's jump over to mortgage interest rates here real quick, because I think this is an important part of the puzzle this year as we're looking at the housing market. And last year, we were seeing rates starting to trend up around now. And as we're looking at rates this year, we've been seeing them trending up. But the hope this year is that rates are actually starting to come down versus going up. And last week we saw rates at 7.16%, which was after multiple weeks of rates climbing. And this week we saw rates at 7.03 for a 30-year fixed on Mortgage News Daily survey. And that's the survey that we follow every single week when we talk about rates. It's a survey of multiple different companies. It's not one specific mortgage company. So I'm encouraged to see rates trending down on the week over week basis. Let's look at the weekly stats. And this is fun because inventory has been a huge problem. We just haven't had a lot of houses. And even though rates have been higher and you'd think we would have seen a bigger pullback in the housing market, because there's been so little inventory, it's kept pressure on prices and we haven't seen as much of a drop off. In fact, we're seeing prices start to trend up even with the higher rates still. So new listings last week in King and Snohomish County, 490 new listings. Last week we had 446. So we saw a little bit of a jump there in the new listings expected for March. And I would expect that we'd see even more as we head towards the end of March and get into April. Back on the market, we saw 49 homes come back on the market, about the same as last week, 45. We also saw about 101 price reductions, and not about exactly 101 price reductions. Last week, we had 114, so a little bit of a drop-off there in the price reductions. If we're looking at contingent sales, we pay attention to this every week. Just, hey, are people able to buy contingent on selling their current house? And the answer is yes, still 13 versus 14 last week, about the same. And that's where we've been in that range for quite a while. Pending sales, 658 pending sales. And we've talked about it. These are closer to sold listings. So these are listings that were pending already, pending inspection, and went to pending status, which just means that there's no inspection contingency anymore. Pretty much a slam dunk on closing. And then we also are having listings that were active going into a pending status. So maybe they accepted an offer and it's contingent on an inspection, or maybe not. Last week, we had 644. So we saw an uptick there. And we're seeing an uptick as well in the sold listings. 558 sold listings versus 467. It's normal to see an uptick at the end of the month. So there's nothing extremely significant about that, in my opinion. But at the same time, we're seeing that we are having more homes selling, 558 versus the 490 new listings. That's where those inventory numbers, that's one of the factors that we're considering. How much is coming on, how much is coming off. So last week, more homes sold than were put back on the market. If that trend continues, that's where we start to see those inventory or supply numbers dwindling, which then puts more pressure on the homes that are available. And that's why we start to see some of the competition. And we've been talking about this for months now, that there's still opportunity to buy in the Seattle area without paying the premium prices. But what I'm seeing is that even just at a quick glance, that we're starting to see home prices trending up towards the highs that we saw in 2022. So if you're somebody who wants to buy before you get to the all-time highs again, right? The S&P 500's already hit an all-time high this year. If you want to do or be the buyer before you hit the all-time high for home prices in the area, you're going to want to do that soon. And if you're somebody who's waiting for rates to get better, they are going to get better eventually. Maybe that's going to be later this year. That's what a lot of people are predicting. It could be 2025. It could be 2026. We don't know. But what we do know is that home prices are on the rise right now in the Seattle area. And once rates start coming down, they're going to only go up even more. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's Seattle Real Estate Market Watch. If you made it all the way to the end here, I know you got some value, so please consider subscribing and following along on a regular basis. And if there's any way that I can bring value to your situation, whether you have questions about the housing market here in the Seattle area, whether you're thinking about buying or selling or investing in real estate here in Seattle, I'd love to be a resource for you.